indeed Santa's coming, but he won't blast off the launching pad at the North Pole for a number of hours yet. So in the meantime, this is Gene Rayburn at Monitor, sitting in for Santa and distributing packages of bright holiday words and music. Let's open this one first.
In the night, he will bring us goodness and light.
He will bring us goodness and light.
Well, have you heard what I heard? You heard the new Christy Minstrels on Monitor. You know, in the words of another seasonal song, there's no place like home for the holidays. And that, happily, is where a number of Vietnam veterans are headed. At the airport in San Francisco, Monitor's Gene DiCardo reported the return of some of our fighting men.
All week long, right up to the last moment, plane loads of America's returning Vietnam veterans have been landing in California and still are. Monitor is on hand to help welcome these combat GIs home for Christmas.
Monitor welcome Bobby Davison, who's from Los Angeles. Bobby, welcome home stateside.
I'm glad to be here.
Where were you last Christmas, do you remember?
Well, I was in Hawaii last Christmas.
Were you having fun?
No, I wasn't having too much fun.
You've been back in Vietnam in the interim, of course.
Right.
How long were you in Vietnam?
I was in Vietnam 12 months.
What are your future plans?
Well, my future plans are to continue my education in college. I have 2 years left, and I think I'll continue those.
Wonderful. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Monitor turns now to George Sturm, who's from Nebraska. George, how are you?
Fine.
How does it feel to be back home for Christmas?
Real fine.
How about your tour in Vietnam? Can you tell us what happened? I see you bear the Purple Heart. Where'd you get that?
Well, that was just during one of the battles my unit happened to be in.
How long were you in combat?
14 months and 27 days.
What about your buddies back there? How do they feel? What kind of a Christmas are they going to have?
As well as can be expected and under those circumstances, I guess.
How about your Christmas? What are you planning on doing?
Spending it at home with the family.
Who's in the family?
Well, I have three sisters, mother, father.
George, how old are you?
I'm 24.
What do you plan to do with the rest of your life?
Well, like Bobby said, I plan to finish college also and maybe go to an advanced automotive engineering school.
All right, good luck to you, George Sturm.
Thanks.
Have a nice Christmas. Robert Payton is from Roy, New Mexico. Bob, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Feel pretty good to be home?
Feel wonderful. Nothing like it.
What are your plans for the future?
I hope to finish my education. And then want to get some flight training.
What is your education aiming you for? What do you want to do with your life?
Veterinarian.
What about Christmas a year ago? Where were you?
Quignon, outside of Quignon, about 14 miles.
Can you remember what you were doing on Christmas?
I definitely do. I was pulling guard.
You were pulling guard. Well, it's going to be a better Christmas this year. Lots of luck to you.
You bet. Thank
nice
you.
Talking with you. From the Bronx, as I recall, right? Hi, soldier. Right. What was your name again?
Jimmy Hazel.
Jimmy Hazel. Jimmy, how long were you in Vietnam?
1 year.
1 year. And did you see some combat duty?
Quite a bit of it.
Quite a bit of it. Can you share an experience with us?
I think I always remember getting shot out the air.
You got shot out the air? Were you in a helicopter crew?
I was a doorbell.
And what happened?
I was going to 50 caliber in my tailpipe. And,
were you on a rescue mission at the time, or what was
it? I was coming back from an assault. And he went down.
You caught a shot and went down. But you came out of it in pretty good shape.
Yes, I did.
Jimmy, what about Christmas a year ago? What were you doing then?
As I remembered, I was flying a combat assault mission in Bangkok.
Well, that's a long way from the Bronx, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It'll be this Christmas. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Nice talking with you.
And so they come, U.S. Vietnam War returnees, touching down briefly for quick processing here on the West Coast, then into other planes for the trip across the broad face of our land to be at home and hearthside for Christmas. Gene DiCardo reporting from San Francisco for Monitor.
And along with our best wishes to these returned fighting men, here's a musical tribute on Monitor, Stirring Words by Senator Everett Dirksen.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. Even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone must, and so they will. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know, now, just as then, they cannot stand, not as long as there are gallant men.
This is Roddy McDowell wishing all the listeners to Monitor a very happy Christmas.
Since Roddy has sent greetings to our listeners, let's all send ours to him along the Monitor beacon.
To play this game, you will need the following: radio, pencil, telephone, and postcard. All right, now you're ready to play Fortune Phone. And I'm your partner, Sterling Yates. Here are the rules of the game. Just write your name, address, telephone number, and area code on a postcard. Send it to Fortune Phone, Box 8866, Radio City Post Office, New York, New York, 10019. Okay, now you're ready to play. What else do you need? Just a telephone and a radio tuned to WNBC. So get ready, get set, and listen. Monday through Friday at 10 a.m., also at 4 p.m. Fortune Phone, 660 Radio.
Maitre d', a la carte. Garçon, entree. Pardon our French, but freely translated, it means join Mimi Benzel for an eminently fashionable luncheon. Weekdays at high noon on WNBC Radio.
Season's greetings from WNBC, New York. Gene Rayburn once again at 18 and a half minutes after the Monitor hour. And to get the maximum pleasure out of the holiday, turn back the clock. Follow the magic formula revealed by Doris Day.
Be a child at Christmas time with a merry heart aglow through a frosty window pane. You can see the falling snow. Trim the tree with candy canes. Listen to the church bell chime. Say a little prayer at night. Be child at Christmas child, and you'll agree, everything is bright and new. When the snow comes dancing down, and you hear the church bell chime,
Christmas cards can be great fun to receive, especially since they seem to come in an almost endless variety of styles these days, but there's one kind that can cause a certain amount of irritation. The one whose sender seems to be a stranger to you. In Monitor Comedy Time, Mike Nichols and Elaine May find the fun in even this kind of card.
Honey?
Yeah?
Here's a Christmas card. Can I read it to you?
Surely.
It says, "Hi, you too. Sorry you haven't heard from me so long. Since I last wrote, I have two grown sons, one of whom is in veterinary school at Cornell. Let's hear from you soon. Come and visit us in Ardsley-on-Hudson, Henry Glotz." Who is Henry Glotz?
I don't know. Glotz, G-L-O-T-Z?
Yeah.
Henry Glotz? Well, we must answer if we've gotten the card.
Ardsley-on-Hudson. Well, if he has two grown sons since we heard from him last, it might be 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry Glotz.
Now, wait a minute.
What was the name of the butcher when we lived on 73rd Street?
The name of the butcher?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Michael Welk.
Welk?
Yeah, Michael Welk.
I think it was a tradesman.
Henry Glotz.
Do you remember when you had that corn? What was the name of that foot doctor? Podiatrist, I think they call them.
Podiatrist.
Whichever.
I could look that up. Give me the phone book.
Did he seem like a Glotz? Does that seem familiar?
Well, I'm going to look under G, and if there's
We've
a Glotz...
We've got to answer.
Hmm.
I can't stand getting cards and not answering them.
I know. B. Glotz, M.D. L. Glotz. B. Glotz, M.D.
B? His name was Glotz?
There's a B. Glotz.
Oh, no, there is a B. Glotz.
Yeah. We could call up.
No, it's Henry Glotz. It's unequivocally Henry Glotz.
Ardsley on Hudson. Is that a hotel?
No, it's a place.
What kind of place is that?
It's like a town.
Ardsley on Hudson?
Yeah,
is that
a town. Upstate, a little more upstate in New York. You know what I'd like to do next year?
What?
Send New Year's cards.
Oh, yes.
Then we simply send cards to all the people who have sent cards to us, and we have that extra week in which to find out who they are.
That is not a bad idea, but if everybody followed it, it'd be Washington's birthday before all the greetings were finally sorted out and delivered. For more of the holiday merriment of Nichols and May, you won't have to wait anywhere near that length of time. They'll be back later today.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
On an ordinary weekend, we might say it was a trifle early for getting a party underway, but this is a holiday weekend, so feel free to follow Dean Martin's suggestion.
I woke up this morning, toes out of my shoes. Cold north wind was a howling, bringing in the blues. I said, "Blues, good morning." fine light. Open up the door and let the good times in. Don't let nothing stand in your way. Just open up the door and let the good times in. Tomorrow's gonna be better. That cupboard, found the cupboard bare. What happened to that sip of wine I had hidden there? Over in the corner, a little mouse laid on his side. He was wearing such a grin, I thought the mouse had died. Open up the door. I kind of had a little feeling my baby was not alone. She said, Daddy, I'm busy, call summertime. I don't need that woman, but I sure could use a dime.
Greetings to all from your Christmas Seal Associations. Have a happy holiday and ensure happy holidays for millions of others by answering your Christmas Seal letter today. Christmas Seals support the fight against TB and other respiratory diseases, so please use the seals generously on all your mail throughout the year-end holidays. Montavani on monitor, spending this holiday weekend with you coast to coast on NBC in State College, Pennsylvania, WMAJ. Gene Rayburn back shortly.
Hello, this is Lohengrin. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing all my monitor friends a very happy holiday season.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're traveling with Monitor throughout the holiday weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
You don't have to be poor to get help from the Community Service Society. Any New Yorker in trouble, people who can pay and those who cannot, may obtain professional guidance from the nation's largest voluntary, supported, non-profit, non-sectarian agency. Support the Community Service Society, New York 10010.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
On WNBC, New York.
What's the word on Christmas activities in Pittsburgh? I'll report in 2 minutes. Lots of bright, warm holiday music, special greetings from a number of celebrities, and more all in this half hour of Monitor. I'm Gene Rayburn, and these are the Glad Singers. Weekend, Monitor investigates the holiday activities and preparations with reports from various regions of the country. And here's the word on Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, from Merle Paulus, NBC News there.
As Christmas comes to Pittsburgh, the Renaissance City of America turns on her lights to celebrate the birthday of the Prince of Peace. From Mount Washington, the area where one can see all of the city, greetings of Noel and peace come from formations in the office buildings housing headquarters of the largest industrial corporations. The United States Steel Choir, a shining tribute to the cooperation of union and management, spend the days before Christmas singing their carols for patients in the Pittsburgh hospitals. And across the city this year, some of those carols are coming from a new album that sounds very professional. It was recorded by the nursing sisters at the Pittsburgh Hospital, and the word is the record sales are good. It is traditional in Pittsburgh for communities to award prizes for the most ingenious outside decorations, and throughout the suburbs, people are trying their best to win. In suburban Mount Lebanon, one home has the entire sleigh and reindeer, all made from 60-watt bulbs, and crowds stop to take a look in amazement. In the civic center of Oakland, a shiny cross attracts an upward look at the Cathedral of Learning of the University of Pittsburgh, the tallest school building in the world. Throughout the holiday season, boys of all ages rush to the Buell Planetarium, where the most ambitious display possibly in all the world exists, the Christmastown Railroad. Completely handmade and changed each year, they call it the biggest miniature railroad in the world. And this year, they've added an airport. One thing is exactly the same here. An old man with a red suit and a beard makes a stop here for good little boys and girls. And children in Pittsburgh are convinced he stops in their city first. This is Merle Paulus, NBC News, Pittsburgh, reporting for Monitor.
We'll check the holiday scene in other cities throughout the weekend. Right now, something we know we'll find in any city, coast to coast, mistletoe and holly.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know. Then comes that big night, giving the tree the trim. You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly, fancy ties and granny's pies, and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you. Giving the tree the trim.
You'll hear voices by starlight singing a Yuletide hymn.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly, fancy ties and granny's pies, and folks stealing a kiss or two as they whisper Merry Christmas to you.
That voice is familiar as the holiday decorations it described, that of Frank Sinatra on monitor.
This is Joan Rivers on NBC Monitor. I just want to wish all of you out there a very merry, merry Christmas and a very happy new year. And for the married men, buy your wife something pretty.
I did. Don't press.
Happy holidays from WNBC, New York. They're skiing now on more and better snow at Powder Hill Ski Area. 7 days, seven nights. Early bird skiing hours from 6:30 a.m. 3 chairlifts, 2 T-bars, 4 tows. Powder Hill on Bessic Mountain, Middlefield, Connecticut. Located East Main Street exit, I-19 or Wilbur Cross Parkway. Call or write for free brochure and shuttle bus schedule. Powder Hill, Bessic Mountain, Middlefield, Connecticut.
Holy cow, I can win money, huh?
Yes, holy cow, you can win money, huh? I'm Sterling Yates, and we do play the fortune phone game twice a day here at WNBC. From 10 to 12 in the morning, then again from 4 to 5 in the afternoon. Hope you have your fortune phone card into us. It's Fortune Phone, Box 8866, Radio City Station Post Office, New York, New York, 10019. Send us the card. We'd like to call you. We have a lot of fun.
Gene Rayburn sharing the holiday weekend with you on monitor, and although some people give each other a separate present for each of the so-called 12 days of Christmas, Mitch Miller and his gang are going to present the whole 12 days in one fell swoop.
On the first day of Christmas, my crew will get to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my crew will get to me the
To do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
Among the things that Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without, such as trees and presents, is Christmas music. And Christmas music on Monitor just wouldn't be complete without this modern classic.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Crosby, of course, with the most popular of popular Christmas songs. I believe there were something like 21 new versions put out this year alone, but Bing's just naturally remains the top favorite. Now a top favorite in Monitor Sports, Joe Garagiola.
On this day before Christmas, I'd like to tell you a story about another Christmas and what it meant to some people in sports. After you've heard it, I'll let you decide for yourself if it has what is called a happy ending. This is the story of three men. One was a fight manager and promoter named Jack Reddy. The second was a newspaper man in Minneapolis named George Barton. The third was one of the outstanding fighters of his time, Billy Miskey. Miskey had fought the best: Jack Dempsey, Tommy Gibbons, Fred Fulton, and Harry Greb, among others. But now it was late in 1923, and Miskey was in another kind of fight. He was battling a sickness, and he knew there was no chance of victory this time. Jack Reddy knew it, too, and so did George Barton. And that's why Barton was surprised to see an item one day that said Billy Miskey was going to fight again in a bout arranged by Jack Reddy. Barton picked up the phone, called Reddy, and said, "Don't ever speak to me again. I never thought you were so hungry for a buck that you'd kill a friend for it." Reddy's answer was immediate. "Hold everything. Please don't write anything for 10 minutes. I'm coming up to see you." The two men sat down and discussed Billy Miskey. They both knew that he was suffering from a mortal illness. He was even too sick to go to the gym and work out. For months, he had done nothing but stay at home with his wife and 3 children. He couldn't work, and the money was about gone. And then Jack Reddy told George Barton about a visit he'd had from Billy Miskey. Reddy said, "He walked in here the other day and said to me, 'Get me a fight.' I told him he couldn't be serious. Then he said to me, 'Listen, Jack, please listen. I'm broke. I can't afford to buy things for the wife and kids. I haven't got long to go, Jack. You know that. I want my family around me happy. Just one more Christmas. I won't be here for another.'" Reddy then went on. "I didn't like to say it, but I had to. I told him that if he tried to fight now in his condition, he could die in the ring. He could get killed. And George, he just looked at me and said, 'Wouldn't that be better than sitting in a rocking chair waiting for it? I'm a fighter, Jack.' Then I tried one more thing. I told him to go to the gym and get in some kind of shape. He just stared at me and said, 'Quit kidding. You know I can't get in shape. Just get me the fight, Jack. I need one more Christmas.'" Jack Reddy, Billy Miskey's friend, looked at George Barton, who was also Billy Miskey's friend, and said, "Well, George, what would you do? You know Billy. I got him a fight. He's fighting Bill Brennan in Omaha on November 7th. Are you going to stop it, George?" Barton was a powerful newspaper man, and he could have stopped it. Now I ask you, what would you have done? The way boxing is administered today, Miskey could never have gotten into a ring, but things were different then. The fight went on, and in the 4th round, Miskey knocked Brennan out. Billy Miskey's end of the purse was $2,400. He spent it on a big Christmas for his family. And the next day, he called Jack Reddy and said, "Come and get me, Jack. Take me to the hospital. I'm dying." On New Year's Day, Billy Miskey died. Is this a sad Christmas story? I'll let you decide that. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
And you'll hear Joe again throughout the weekend on Monitor. Of course, he's heard every weekday, too, on NBC Radio. Now, as a special holiday offer, we're willing to make wishes for anybody who wants a wish made. Anybody interested?
Wish me a rainbow and wish me a star. All this you can give me wherever you are. And dreams for my pillow and stars for my eyes. And the masquerade ball where our love wins first prize. Wish me red rose.
The Gunther Kallman Singers. See, according to the American Podiatry Association, by the time the stores close down today, Christmas shoppers will have walked a total of 2 billion miles, an average of 25 miles each. So wherever you are at the moment, sit down and rest your aching feet for a while. Jingo Django, Bert Camford and the orchestra on monitor. Gene Rayburn here, latest NBC Monitor news on the hour coming up shortly.
Hello, this is Tony Bennett with best wishes on this wonderful holiday season. A very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
You're with Monitor throughout the holiday weekend on the NBC Radio Network.